This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Daniel Costello. Beginning today, Hallam Street in downtown Aspen will be a pedestrian and bikeway. Molly Dove reports.
The city of Aspen will hold a ribbon cutting at 7th Street in Hallam at noon to celebrate the new pedestrian and bikeway. Its goal is to create a safe path for walkers and bikers to travel east or west north of Main Street. The only other pathway of this kind is on Hopkins Street. An engineer with the city of Aspen, Trish Aragon, says that these pedestrian and bikeways help people navigate the busy downtown area.
What we realize is that we have a really great network outside of town to bring people into town. But once you get into town, that network kind of falls apart.
Vehicles will still be able to park on Hallam Street, but will be limited to driving one block. The pedestrian and bikeway will be open until late October. During the winter, the city will decide if it will be reinstated in the spring. Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
Around 100 peaceful demonstrators gathered Saturday morning in downtown Colorado Springs to march in protest against police brutality. It sprang up primarily in response to recent Colorado Springs police shootings of two men, 19-year-old Devon Bailey and 38-year-old Josh V. Hill. The diverse crowd of protesters included members of Colorado's faith community. Crystal Carr is with Vista Grande United Church of Christ.
It is part of our faith that compels us to come out and make a stand.
Members of the V. Hill family were at the protest and said they're not satisfied with how authorities have handled the investigation into his death. Body camera footage from Bailey's shooting is expected to be released soon. Bailey's family is expected to speak at a press conference on Tuesday. I'm Daniel Costello, Aspen Public Radio News.